Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are disasters everywhere in the world. You don't need us to tell you that. Continuous needs for shelter and medicine and food. And that is where World Central Kitchen steps in again and again. For more than a decade, it has flown in teams to cook fresh meals in emergencies. Right now, it's prepping to help in the Middle East, in addition to its current work feeding earthquake survivors in Morocco and in Afghanistan. And you know what happens sometimes when food aid comes? People ask for the recipes, really. You can find the recipes in the new World Central Kitchen cookbook. All sale proceeds go to the organization's work. And I recently caught up with the founder, Chef Jose Andres, a very busy man who was on the run in D.C. And I asked him, at what point in a catastrophe do people actually request his recipes?
Well, I think World Central Kitchen in more ways than once has written what emergency humanitarian aid should be. When we're feeding after earthquakes, volcanoes, wars, why our food always seems to look so great? Because we partner with the people that are amazing cooks and restaurant owners in the areas we go, and because we always try to cook with local vegetables and fruits and meats and doing local recipes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, your cookbook, I've got it in front of me. It's fascinating, not just because it goes into your personal story and the founding of World Central Kitchen, but the recipes are grouped by values. There's one section called community for communal dishes. And then there's empathy. And I want to ask you about that. Empathy is food to comfort, food that takes time to cook. Do you have a favorite from that section?
Well, I would say that in a cookbook, like I'm a father with three daughters, I have no favorites. They are all my favorites. But on empathy, yeah, my friend, let me tell you, providing relief to others cannot just be like a job, a business that is 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. I've seen that in the worst moments of humanity, the best of humanity always shows up. And there's plenty of empathy in every one of the people I've seen through my life when you go to those emergencies, when they go to a community that has lost everything, when there is no water, no electricity, no cell signal, where people has lost loved ones. And you're right there, with what you have, which is a message through food, through water, that they are not gonna walk alone, that we are not showing up today and forget them tomorrow. No, we are gonna show up today and tomorrow and the day after. You mentioned Morocco. We were not only doing in high mountain, forgotten villages with no access by road, delivering food through helicopter. But in the process, the men and women of World Central Kitchen were doing medical evacuations and sometimes saving the lives or even bringing pregnant women that were about to go into labor to hospitals that without the helicopters of World Central Kitchen, this wouldn't happen. You see, big problems, sometimes they have very simple solutions. In our case, I will say empathy is the secret ingredient.
Well, I hear the empathy in your voice. In the cookbook, these are many kind of braised dishes, dishes that take love and time to cook. I made one of your recipes last night in the Hope section. The Hope section is stews and soups. And I made, my wife and I are going to have this for dinner tonight, the chicken chili verde. It's a kind of a chili, but the star to me is this puree. I want to ask you about it. A puree of tomatillos, chiles, garlic, and cilantro, and then it takes 2 hours of simmering. It is so filling. Is it the time, the simmering, that makes this so smooth?
Obviously, in the early hours and days of an emergency, probably guarantee you we don't have the time to do 2 hours of simmering. Things, while they are far away from being normal, they are already better than right after the emergency happened. And then is when dishes like these, which are local, can be in Oaxaca, can be in the heart of Mexico, can be in Guatemala. Obviously, stews for us are very important because they are easy to eat, but also because they come in the form of a stew. You can go sometimes 1 or 2 hours away and the heat keeps all the time the food super hot. And these allow us to deliver hot food sometimes in faraway remote areas. It's like a tamal. A tamale is not only a great traditional Mexican dish that now you can find in other parts of the Caribbean and Latin America, but also when we don't have plates and forks and knives and napkins,
yeah,
a tamale that comes in the husk of the corn or banana leaf allows us to deliver food where people can eat it with their hands, which is not perfect, but in an emergency is ideal.
Yeah, and as you write in the book, the work that your group does should morph someday into not Doctors Without Borders, but Cooks Without Borders. Just briefly, what do you mean by that?
More than 10% of the world population are in the food business. If you add the farmers, probably we're a family that is around 15% of the world population. That means we have an army of people. Imagine that if in any emergency we are able just to activate these people. Imagine that we become an army of good. It is my dream that in the next 5, 10, 20 years, through the work the World Central Kitchen has done, we can say one day that we have such a strong network in America and around the world that with the right investment, with the right financing, supported by every single government, UN, and big foundations, and individuals and private sector, one day, using that network, we can claim that hunger is over, then poverty is over, and all through the power of food. This is what I mean.
Yeah. Well, and as you've said many times, we are building longer tables, not higher walls. Chef Jose Andres is founder of the World Central Kitchen. The new cookbook is the World Central Kitchen Cookbook, and all proceeds go into the work that World Central Kitchen does. Chef Jose Andres, thanks so much for your time and for the work that you do.
Thank you very much for having me. As we say in World Central Kitchen, whatever there is a fight, so hungry people will eat, we will be there. Thanks to the American people and the people that support World Central Kitchen, we are able to be every day more and more in many emergencies around the world. Thank you.